today on Media Litter Sandwich.
We're going to talk about one of my favorite charities, the Wyandotte
Zombie Pub Crawl.
Hey, we're going to get Pod Bros to come out this year instead of you, right?
Thanks, appreciate it. Welcome to Media Litter Sandwich. Today we got some zombie organizers with us of a zombie pub crawl. With me is Mark Monster from
CrazyMark.com.
I'm Scotty Amiali, better known as Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/ToadenK. Media Litter Sandwich can be found on Pod Bros and MediaLitterSandwich.com. And we have the Wyandotte Zombie Pub Crawl people, Brian and Mike, and which people can find you guys at
the long version is Wyandottezombiepubcrawl.com, and the short version is
WYAZPC.com. So just go to WYAZPC.com.
W-Y-C what?
We're gonna put it on the screen. We'll put them on the screen right there. There's the address right
and
there.
For the audio listeners, you can probably just find it in the description.
Or you can just Google Wyandotte Zombie Pub Crawl and it'll come up. We're also on Facebook.
That's how I find you guys. I put everything in Google first anyway.
It's a masterful thing.
We did a short version, I think, because when we started doing the posters the first year, that we had the website, it took up most of the poster at the bottom to put the full name. So we decided to do a smaller version of it, so it made it a lot easier. So,
and for those wondering what that little sound in the background
is, audio.
We still have spinners that are on the table. We've been on the table for way longer than I probably should have. But
we need some zombie fidget spinners.
We do need
into that.
Yeah.
We're looking for new ideas to give trinkets to give away.
Yeah.
Speaking of trinkets, all the spinners are brought to us by Turtle Trinkets.
Turtle. Two for all fidget spinners.
Our buddy sells these spinners, and maybe we'll tell him to get us some zombie ones. I think he's got some Walking Dead ones.
Yes, brains.
Beer.
And brains. Yes.
This is why the video version is way different than the audio version. You see us playing with toys and...
A huge bubba keg.
Now I got a question. I got a question, axe you all.
Go.
Yeah, why a zombie pub crawl? Why not monsters or unicorns or stuff like that?
You want to take that one?
Okay. Yeah, so originally I had went in 2013, and not to trash talk anyway, but to the Detroit Zombie Pub Crawl, which was actually in Dearborn. And it was at the old Hyatt Regency, which...
See, that's new one on me. I didn't know Detroit had a zombie pub crawl.
Well, like I said, it wasn't actually Detroit, even though they called themselves Detroit. Right. And the walk consisted of going around the circular parking lot in front of the hotel, which wasn't, really cool. It was freezing cold, which is okay, because we had plenty of liquor to keep us going. But
this is by the Fairlane.
Fairlane Mall, yeah.
Was it an actual pub crawl, or was it just a zombie
walk? No, it wasn't a pub crawl. It was a zombie walk.
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
In the cold. Yeah. Freezing the cold. Your arses off.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're through a nice scenic downtown area. It was just around the parking lot. Yeah. And
they tried to get into the mall, but the mall found out, and they stopped them.
Well, that was never proposed to me because I would have just trucked on in. But so we, after our circular walk, went back into the hotel, and the party area was the pool area, which, as you can tell by the name, it's humid in a pool area.
Yep.
It's hot, so everybody's makeup was running. It was brightly lit. The DJ was cool. I don't remember his name, but they did a good job. But, beers were $4 a piece, if not more. And just wasn't a good vibe for a dark zombie theme.
And if everyone wants to see examples of the zombie pool party, I was actually there the following year. So I have video of that on the YouTube channel if you want to look up. I'll just say, because they're not around anymore anyways.
Toden, you got around to a ton of zombie crawls.
2000, whatever it was. I think I only have one fanfare on there. It has a zombie walk and their zombie after party on it.
Were they a charity?
They did not have a charity involved in that.
So it was just strictly a party.
Yes.
It was kind of tied into the Comic-Con they were having,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, it was the same organizer. It was for the fanfare thing. Yeah, and let's talk about the charity thing, because I did a lot of zombie. Even I used to do about 4 or 5 zombie pub crawls, and I just like, you know what, guys? If you don't have a charity part of it, I'm not covering it anymore. And you guys are the only pub crawl that I still follow.
Wow. Thank you.
Cool. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I see it all over the place, too, you know, all over the web.
So please, tell us about the charity you guys support.
Yeah, well, okay. So I did that walk. It wasn't a pub crawl. And that same year, I had volunteered my DJ services for my cousins who were running Paint the Town Pink, which is a big event that they have all month long of October down in Wyandotte. So they do many different events to raise funds for breast cancer prevention and awareness. And so that was 2013. And then 2014 rolled around, and my cousins reached out to me again and wanted me to participate as DJ for the wrap-up party, which they call Pinkapalooza. And unfortunately, I was already booked, but I told them I had an idea for something I wanted to try, and any money that I raised, I would donate back to the Yes Ma'am program over at Henry Ford Wyandotte Hospital. And that idea was the Wyandotte Zombie Pub Crawl. Originally I just reached out to friends and their friends, and we got 60 people together, and we went down to 4 or 5 different bars throughout Wyandotte, and really had a good time and raised I can't recall, I think it was just a little over $1,600. I think it was $1,610 to be exact the first year. And the second year, Mike was helping me out with the posters, but he said he wanted to come on board and help out and be more involved. So we partnered up along with his beautiful wife, Jennifer. And
so nice.
Yes, I know. She's
nice plug. That was a good plug.
Hi, Jen. And so we really started promoting it more and reaching out to local businesses and getting the bars involved and getting the hospital involved, Wyandotte Hospital. And we were able to grow to about 340 people. Right. And
that's bigger than some of the cons we cover.
Yeah. So we forget the term for growing by 8, but we grew quite rapidly and had a real good time. And everybody had such a great time that they were plugging it on Facebook and sharing out the event. And we continued on last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And 2016, we finally found a new home, because before that, we were just going around to the bars, and we had our after party at the, what was it called back?
Rookies.
Yeah, the Rookies Bar down in Oak. We had the Zombus that year, which helped transport people around. And last year, again, we had the Zombus. Thank you to Trinity Transportation for providing that to us.
And they actually donated the service?
They donated the service.
Wow, that's
huge. And Rachel is the bus driver's name for the last few years, and she's been awesome. So she's looking forward to coming back and driving the bus again this year.
That's awesome.
So we decorate the bus, you know, put some lettering on it, call it the Zombus. And last year, everybody went out with their bloody hands and painted up the right bus on. And made it look dead, you know, like dead inside. And poor Rachel, she had to clean that bus off that evening. So we apologize for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, all by herself. But
I would say maybe do a zombie a car wash thing, but by the time you do that, it's like 2-3 a.m. and it's I don't see that going well.
Yeah, it's at all
because this is a drinking event.
Yeah, usually and, after the last raffle, it clears out.
Well, yeah,
it cleared it out pretty quick.
So, but the party does go strong until 2 o'clock. But Mike, do you have anything you wanted to add? Bob?
Yeah, so as far as the charity is concerned, the reason I got involved was, well, number one, Brian was personally affected by a family member that was dealing with breast cancer. And at the time, he had talked to me about it, and I was like, you know, I really want to get involved just to donate my time, just to do something outside of myself, to get out there and really give. And I thought this was a great opportunity, an opportunity to do something, number one, for the Downriver community, but number two, to give back to a local organization, not just like a national organization where and not, again, that's a bash. I don't want to bash like the Relay for Life or anything like that, or the Susan Coleman Foundation or anything, but you know, people get involved and they do those things and it's great. But when you donate that money, you don't really know where it's going to. You just give it to this bigger organization and you hope that it goes to a better cause.
Right. One of the other zombie communities I used to do last stuff for, and if they're around, I'd still love to keep doing stuff for them. It's just, you know, things happen, unfortunately. But I know they want to come back strong. But anyways, one of their things is there's so many zombie can drives, mm-hmm. and they did that, and it was hard for them to find a organization that kept things locally.
Yep.
And that was their big thing. You know, they wanted, like, look, this, we don't want to donate all over the place. I mean, it's great things, but we want stuff locally because it's all the local community contributing.
Exactly.
You know, let's keep what we can locally.
And that was that really is the coolest part about this is mm-hmm. that, you know, after all is said and done, after the holidays are done, after everybody's worn out of zombies, and after the new year, the two of us get to go to the City Hall of Lansing to donate that check. City Hall of Wyandotte to donate that check. And it's a really, it's really cool to actually present it to the doctor that runs the organization that helps these women.
Dr. Wolf,
he has this organization that essentially the charity itself is free mammograms for uninsured women. Unfortunately, we still deal, even though we have the Affordable Health Care Act, we still deal with a lot of people that don't have health insurance. And unfortunately, cancer and breast cancer is a serious thing. And for somebody just to have a free mammogram or the ability to get that free mm-hmm. screening or to get, and he does other, I'm pretty sure he does other services too outside of it's that now too.
Children and Families Health Organization.
Right. So they have that money. I mean, we've created this fundraiser that is helping so many people that we'll never know about. But it feels so good to be able to say that we're able to hand that money over and say, hey, here you go. No thanks necessary. We just want to do this for the Downriver community, and we're more than happy to do it. And we can't wait to do it for the next 5-10 years, hopefully, maybe even longer.
Yeah, well.
Some of your patrons already started looking like zombies, and they're still coming out, having fun, yelling at cars. Probably should be put on a leash because they walk in front of the cars. Well, you can see all of my videos on the YouTube and see some examples of this. I don't put it all up because even I have my limits.
Right. Well, we do have crossing herders, zombie herders is what we call them, to make sure everybody stays safe and crossing at the mm-hmm. proper intersections and waiting for the lights to change. So it's not as dangerous as you guys are making it sound.
So you know what this Wyandotte Zombie Wyandotte Pub Crawl, I mean, do they have easy access to transportation home if they just can't make it to their car?
I mean, in today's time, we have Uber, right? So,
you got Ubers.
Absolutely.
Trinity Transportation. Taxis. All my friends, they call Trinity, and they usually get a SUV or a minivan. Mm-hmm. That'll take like 6 of them from their homes to the party, and it's, just down on Biddle Avenue. And so they have easy access to rides. So we absolutely condone drinking and driving. It's just not worth it. You know, pay the $10 to get a ride from Uber.
Right on. That's awesome.
And the beauty too of Wyandotte is Wyandotte has designated parking areas, right? And mm-hmm. so the police are constantly patrolling those areas. And so I know,
and they know the events there too.
Exactly. And I know a lot of people that we've talked. In fact, a lot of people that have won the prizes from the raffles. Usually, like, it's a 50-50 shot they're still going to be there because they're usually too tanked to make it the rest of the way. But I'll call to let them know that they won that night. And 9 times out of 10, they usually tell me that they're at the hotel down the street. And then they show up the next day to come pick up whatever. So I know that for the most – and that's the other thing, too. If you stay at a local hotel, a lot of those hotels have shuttles, too. And cool. So that's if you come to do the zombie pub crawl – don't drink and drive. Please, please, please don't drink and drive. And if you want to make your experience 10 times better, get a hotel room and just either have Trinity Transportation or the hotel themselves come pick you up and bring you back safe and sound.
So one of the hotels on North Line.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to remember that because I'm walking distance.
So in other words, I drive down there and my car is going to be safe parked down in Wyandotte. Yes. Nobody's going to break in while I take the Uber home. And
I would hope not. I can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
But I would.
Yeah, Wyandotte's kind of progressive. I haven't seen any riffraff running around there.
No.
Yeah. Not since a Pokemon Go kind of figured out.
I don't know if that
counts as riffraff. William and I were walking down Pokemon Go.
I've never seen any Pokemon Go brawls.
Because you came late to that meeting where William and I were walking around playing Pokemon Go. Remember when you crossed the street to find William and I looking for a Pokemon stop?
So did a brawl happen out of that?
There was a gym actually next to the assisted living home.
With assisted living?
Yeah, and there was an elderly that were fighting with the Pokemon Go members. It was, I mean, it was pretty crazy.
Get on my lawn!
It was intense.
Get out of here, you Pokemon snappers!
Dang millennials! Yeah.
Oh man, it really does bring out a different both Pokemon Go and the zombie pub crawl, because I do go to a lot of zombie walks, and although I do see some people from those zombie walks, from the Detroit zombie walk, and from so many of them just don't exist anymore.
I know there's one in Port Huron that went on for a while.
Okay,
was that Rusted Nail? Is that where
it took Pontiac? Place? I thought there was one in Pontiac.
Yeah, there was one in Pontiac.
Yeah,
I
one
think,
in
too.
Helm, Michigan. Yep. One the Ann Arbor one, which is no longer does stuff too much. But yeah, a lot of people from the Detroit one. Oh, Monroe too.
Yes.
Last year I saw a lot of people from the Monroe one and from Detroit. Came back down, and there are a ton of them I never seen. It's like, hey, you know, there's a ton of other zombie walks there also for other charities, and I love the fact that these zombie walks are different charities.
Yep.
There's so many different ones, because at one point it was all, you know, great charity. What was it? It was when the Forgotten Harvest. Almost everyone's for a Forgotten Harvest, but now they just broke up. More of them are local, or it's March of Dimes, or it's that kind of stuff is amazing, because they broke onto something new. Even though the zombie trend is kind of coming down, it's great to see that still helping people. And I haven't seen, your guys seems to get more popular every year.
I think people from what I see, is we usually will get people that they'll come up, because we usually do the last third Friday, in September, we'll do a booth out there.
Okay.
Downtown
White Furniture.
Yeah, and start in front of White Furniture, which they buy our wristbands for us. They're a big sponsor
for
us.
Fantastic.
So we'll set up a booth there, and it's essentially, you know, we'll sell tickets there if people want to buy tickets. Mm-hmm. So they will be available the third Friday of September if you want to buy tickets. We will take cash or credit card. But we get a lot of people that come up there, and a lot of familiar faces, and we don't recognize them, obviously, because
a lot of them
they're in makeup, you know, and they're like, "Oh, we've come every year," and
yes.
You know, we have to pretend like, "Oh yeah, I remember you," but then they come and they're like, "Hey, remember us? We talked," and they've got like an eyeball falling off, and you know,
we get that a lot because we do a lot of conventions.
Okay,
and William and I didn't even recognize Mark. We already had Mark coming on the show.
I when I met Mark right here, I didn't even recognize who he was.
We already agreed to have him on the show, we're just like, wait, oh, you're Mark without the big wig and the, okay. Because he was like a caveman clown from outer space.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. There's only one clown in the stable, and that's Creepy the Clown.
And another similar story with Scott Groban, I want to say how you pronounce his name, a lot of the Flint zombie stuff. And he does the Burton Zombie Pub Crawl, which is the other one I do, but it's in the spring. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I forgot about it. But they're fantastic. I actually did this year. They had very little people, and I kind of did that video more of a documentary style. But when I see him without his makeup, I don't even recognize him. He's been doing the zombie thing probably longer than I've been alive. He used to be in a band that was like Exploding Zombies. So he's just totally used to wearing all the makeup.
Nice. Well, it's a little bit different because, you know, as you mentioned, several walks. So last year we really tried getting promotion out, and I did a pretty cool video that said, you know, why not is going to be devoured by zombies on, you know, the date of the event. And oddly enough, as we're walking around from bar to bar, there's several families sitting on the corner with their kids dressed up as zombies. And they're like, when's the zombie walk coming? What's going to happen? It's like, there's not a zombie walk. And it was never promoted as that. It's always been a pub crawl, which is, you know, 21 and over. You know, we do
walks are family. Those that don't know, walks are family friendly during the day. Crawls are pub crawls at night. Runs, I've never been to a run, but those are like the 5K zombie runs. Sometimes they're obstacle courses. Yep. So that's the difference between a crawl, a walk, and a run. A run's athletic. A walk is family. A
and
crawl
pub
is...
Pub crawl is the most fun. There's no work involved, and you get to drink.
Yeah, they sure aren't running.
Right. No, I'm not running. Mm-mm.
And there's going back to the designated driver, there's a lot of people that contact us and say, hey, you know, I have an 18-year-old that wants to come and hang out, but they don't drink and they're not of age. Can they come? And it's like, yeah, as long as the bars allow 18 and over, most of them do because they serve food, right? Mm-hmm. So there is no restriction after 9 p.m.
Okay, I was going to ask about that. I know this year my nephew is going to be helping me out, which is, you know, most of the time we stay outside the bars. There's so much to do, not even inside the bar, because everyone's out hanging out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we learned just talking to the people, so many awesome and crazy stories, because, well, people tend to tell that.
When they're drinking, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. While I'm thinking about it, everybody fingers crossed real quick. Everybody just do a fingers crossed for me, please. We've had wonderful weather the last 4 years. I'm hoping we'll get that again. And that's like when you were what brought it up, you said you talked to everybody outside. A lot of the bars have patios now, and so we get a ton of parties that people will just hang out outside and they'll bounce around, especially like between the Mitten and what is now Bobcat Bonnie's. We'll get a huge crowd outside of there, and it's been awesome. It just creates that vibe, creates that atmosphere, and helps to spread the word of the event.
And that's what we mean by devouring downtown. It's, you know, at the bar scene being devoured, not just up and down the street.
There's places that aren't even, like, located on your pub crawl map that open up for it, too. Isn't there, the one last year there was, like, a place that makes tombstones that had their own like patio party. Was that part of it, or that just happened?
That's part of what we call the Zom Perks. Is we have several businesses and events in the Wyandotte downtown area that contact us and say, hey, we want to cross promote with you. We want your guys to come through. Like for you said, over at the I think it's Downriver Monument. It's right next to 7-Eleven on Biddle. But, yeah, they have all their monuments set out on the side of their building, so it looks kind of like a graveyard, which is, like, a really great vibe for zombies, right? And they had this beautiful area set up where they have a bar, and they were serving hot dogs and a free beer to anybody that came through that was part of the pub crawl. And, you know, we took some great photos out in the cemetery. So that was one that was cross-promoting with us. And then right behind them in the alleyway, the Downriver Council of Arts.
Downriver Council for the Arts.
I believe.
Yep.
And they were having a big event where they had vendors set up in the alleyway, and they had really cool lighting and stuff. And anybody that came through, you know, could participate in that event. And
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool. It was like a small street art fair.
Yeah, it was a little art fair. And then the last one was Sin, which is a JC's haunted house down there in the old city hall, right? And anybody that was part of our pub crawl would get a discount if they showed their wristband if they wanted to go through the haunted house. And over the Council of Arts, one year, I believe this year and the year before, they had Walking Dead.
Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead,
Night of the Living Dead play.
A play. So anybody that had a wristband would get a discount if they wanted to go see the play. So we're getting the word out, and we're getting a lot of participation from other organizations like the JCs and, you know, these other businesses that want to cross-promote and help out our people, and that's what we call in Zomberg. So check it out. We hope if you have anybody in the Why Not business that wants to help participate,
yes, please
let us know, and we'll put you up on our Zomberg's page.
Contact us.
Any thoughts of expanding and making something more family-friendly, like maybe a walk in the afternoon and then the crawl at night, or maybe even teaming up with, I don't think it was last year, but I think it was the year before, one of the painting places actually had like a kids' party going on, and there were like, all the kids were all over the zombies. It was great. Or, you know, like, somehow to combine families so people can bring families, and even if it's earlier in the day.
So I'm glad you brought this up, Toten. So, I mean, when we started doing this, when we first started really planning it, there's ideas that just, they fly around. You have tons and tons and tons of ideas. And one of the ideas was really to, because somebody had mentioned about combining it with Third Friday, because there's already a ton of people downtown for Third Friday, and there's people walking around, and we thought, you know, maybe we'd try that. Maybe that's an idea that got thrown around. The problem is that we didn't want to relinquish the main idea of the pub crawl, which was to raise money for this charity. Right. And that's the number one thing. And the problem that we would anticipate, not that it happened or what happened, is that some of that control over the point of the whole thing, the real meaning of the pub crawl. We don't want to lose that. But yes, there's constantly we're constantly thinking of new ways to improve it, to create different things. Having a day thing, one of the big festival we kind of like look to is the one in Minneapolis, which has like 10,000 people that go to it. They have a tent, they've got a stage, they have national acts that come through and play. I mean, it's huge.
I was about ready to bring up music, you know. Do you all have live bands play? Yes.
So this year we actually, so that's one of the changes we did. So what we learned is you learn from the past things you do, right? And so we're like, all right, so what are we going to do different this year? Last year we had a DJ. We're still going to have a DJ, but we actually have a live band, which is called Wheelhouse. They're a top 40 cover band. They're friends of ours that we've known forever. They're great. Mostly they play up in the Waterford area, but they're actually going to be coming down and playing downriver, which their guitar player is really happy about because he lives
from the
Southgate. Yeah. So he's really excited not to have to drive 2 hours home after a gig. So, so yeah, we're going to have live music this year and it's going to be very similar. I don't, you want to go into kind of the event, I guess, itself, the structure of the event. It's going to be similar to last year. So we're going to have a check-in time. Again, go to our website, look up wine.zombiepubcrawl.com or just look up wine.zombiepubcrawl. It'll come up. Brian will have all the info on how it's going to work, times that start, all that stuff. There's going to be a check-in time. Once we get a good group of people there, we're going to have an official start time. We're still ironing out the details of that, but there'll be an official start time. At that point, everybody will go on the pub crawl itself. After that, it will come back probably around the 10 o'clock period. Again, we're still working on the schedule, but that's when we're going to have the live band. We're going to have 50-50s. We're going to have raffles.
Inexpensive drinks.
That's the Knights of Columbus has been phenomenal. This is our second year with the Knights of Columbus. They're kind of our home base now. They love us. They've cleared their schedule for us. They want us back every year. So they have been a huge help to us. So now we don't have to bounce around and shuffle things. So this year we get to have things more permanent. Last year we had to share the bar in the hall with, I think,
birthday party.
She turned 90. It was a 90-year-old woman's birthday. So and they had a flapper party. So it was like a 20s party with a bunch of zombies around.
That was very interesting.
It was very, very interesting.
Most of them ended up at our party afterwards.
Yeah. So there was like flappers and zombies. So it was fun.
Zombie, where are you from? Charleston.
Charleston. It's a cool event because you know, not only do you get to go out and experience, if you haven't already, the beautiful downtown Wyandotte. They decorate it up to the nines. They have all kinds of cool decorations for the fall. But you get to go to these great little pubs that have you know, some of them carry Michigan craft beers, some of them, you know, are more of the restaurant style, some of them are club style. So we try to get a good mix, and as new bars open up, not really new bars, they're just new owners and redecorated, but as new places come online, we try to get them involved. So we keep it fresh. So we're not always going to the same bars every year. So if for some reason you love the place, we're not doing it this year, it doesn't mean we won't be back there in the following years. Yeah. And you do your pub crawl, and then you hop on the Zombus, and you come back around 9:30, 10 o'clock. The band's playing. You know, we start off with doing the raffles during the breaks. Everybody's dancing and having a good time drunk. We decorate the place like crazy like. This year we got an idea for a theme in mind, so I'm not going to spoil it. So when people walk in, they'll be like, damn, you guys did a good job. And, you know, create the atmosphere in the party. That's what we do.
I do want to break down the logistics a little bit because most people listening probably never been to a zombie pub crawl. Maybe not even for a pub crawl. You know, different pub crawls are ran differently. Some of the smaller ones, you know, you have a list of bars and people go bar A, then bar B, then bar C. Mm-hmm. Since you guys got so many people, you're just like, here's your list of bars that you're getting discounts at. Wreak havoc. Which also means they're not waiting in as long of a line. It breaks things down a little bit more. Makes, you know, the whole down. It really does make it look like they took over the downtown area. People that don't know what's going on are legitimately interested in what is going on here.
Right.
It's really fantastic and interesting on that point of view. And also, you have shuttles going around from bar to bar for those that might not be able to walk around because it's extremely various in age. You got young people in their young 20s to people that are probably my parents' age.
Yep.
The first year, that's absolutely the way we did it. I led the crawl around from bar to bar to bar and had a great time. well, that was 60 people. And then when you, you know, grow by eight and you all of a sudden you have 340 people, right? So at that point, it was, we don't have enough people to break up into groups to lead them. So we just gave a map out, and that's how we did the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. This year, we're trying to return back to having a pub crawl. Last year, we did a little bit where we said, show up at this time, and we broke up in groups of 75, and we sent them out, and we had people that volunteered to lead those groups. And eventually, they had a good time or broke off into their own little parties and went whatever in their separate ways. But this year,
Or the herders had a good time and went on their separate ways.
That's great. I went to one. In fact, I think it was the second year. I actually left one. I was like, all right, I'm getting bored here. I'm just going to hit Wyandotte, you know, a little bit earlier. And they had official hurt. It was so corporate. They had the official herders. They would literally go, okay, who's the next group? You guys are starting at this bar. Practically run them out. Yeah. Like, they weren't even doing the zombie stumble or anything. You practically had to run to keep up with the herders because they would just bring you straight there, and they would run back to the home base to grab the next group.
Oh, the Italian zombie film where they're doing backflips over cars and stuff.
Well, it was kind of chilly out, and they just didn't want to be outside. They were just practically, okay, let's get to the next one. All right, cool, let's go grab these. Then I go to the Wyandotte one. It's still chilly outside, and people are like, dude, I've been out here for a while. It's nice.
Yep.
It's chill. I'm loving it. I'm acting it up.
You expect the peeps in all those like zombie gear and stuff to be keeping warm under all those layers of clothes, you know.
We had a lot of people that did that put on layers under, you know, the thrift shop
scantily clad
suit.
Ones as well.
And there was scantily clad ones.
All range. But the bars are so close within walking distance. Yeah. It's literally like a mile, mile and a half from one end to the other end. And you're stopping from bar to bar in between, so it's never, you know, 1 mile walk. And for those people, like you mentioned, that can't get around so easily, we do have the Zombus, and they can hop on that and go to the other end of the town, or, you know, vice versa, come back to the hall from there. So it's never far that you're going to have to walk.
Man, this is sounding like a great time. I'm going to have to go.
You will have to go.
See, but there's always this year.
And before I forget, and I want to, because there's things you were talking about, the changing, you know, things changing or doing things with the kids, and there's always going to be a change, but the biggest one, honestly, is we really, really, and last year we tried and we got a few people, but we want to make this the best event that we can, but it takes people to do that, and there's two of us, and then again my wife that helps us out, and the Yes Ma'am Foundation. We've got a group of ladies that helps us from that foundation to do check-in, but they can't, you know, herd zombies and make sure that people are being on their best behavior. But we need help with decorations. We need help, you know, while the event is going on, just to make sure that people are okay. We need zombie herders. We need volunteers. And it's on our Facebook page. So if you want to volunteer for the event, please, please, please contact us. We need volunteers. The perk to that is you get free access to the event. So you get free admission.
I was going to say the free perk is you get a picture with you, and they can just say, hey, look, I'm with The Rock. And video version is way different than the audio version.
What he's got cooking? The zombie crawl.
Yeah, and this year we're actually doing T-shirts as well for the volunteers.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
we're trying to give back as we... As we get,
I do collect zombie T-shirts. At least the events that I go to, I try to get.
Well, you get one anyways.
Oh, fantastic!
You're volunteering promotions for us.
Yeah, and you've been a tremendous help. And
absolutely,
your videos
been
are
a huge
awesome,
help with so us.
Hopefully, get some traffic to your YouTube page as well.
Oh, appreciate it. I just hope just communities feeding into one another.
Yep.
You know, it's helping each other out.
We appreciate everybody, and we want everybody to know that legitimately, every dollar that you give to us, net proceeds are going directly to Yes Man. We've raised over $21,000 in the last 3 years.
Right on. Awesome.
So I'm not going to say we don't have costs that are associated, but we keep those costs down. And that's why people may have, in the last couple of years, not enjoyed the event because, you know, there wasn't decorated and it wasn't to the nines and all that kind of stuff. And we didn't. Last year we gave out free koozies to everybody that participated. That came out of the net proceeds, right? So. Some of the money does have to go to pay for these types of things, but I want everybody to know that legitimately probably at least 99% of the money.
Nobody's getting paid.
No, we don't get a dime. We volunteered probably over the last 3 years, hundreds of hours of our time.
And a lot of the decorations last year, I just paid for out of pocket.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just going to bring something up right there. You know, if peeps are going over to the zombie pub crawl expecting lots of decorations and stuff like that, I'm just going to tell them, look, you're there to get beer, to socialize, and zombie crawl from pub to pub. You know, if you want decorations, go to a haunted house, you know?
Decorate yourself. That's the biggest, that's the attraction. Yes,
no, for sure.
You decorate yourself. I don't know if you have any costume contests associated with it.
That could be cool.
But I know people are trying to outdo others. I've seen some.
Well, when you have a contest, you have to be able to give prizes. Again, that's like I said, we're trying to give back most proceeds to the organization. Yeah.
Right.
But
right on.
I've spoken to the organization this year, the S-Man organization, and let them know that we're going to hold back some of the proceeds so we can do a costume contest and have some sort of prize, whether it be liquor or a gift certificate.
Remind me, I'll donate a couple prizes too. Like that's awesome. We've been talking, we've been going to a lot of Comic Cons, so we try to collect a couple things and donate to their costume contest. We actually have some stuff I purchased out of my own pocket as well, just because I don't like to show up, empty handed for and us do a show and stuff. I love that extra promotion. So we got a couple cool things, maybe a Louisville Slugger bat. We've actually bought a couple of the Solar Eclipse commemorative Louisville Slugger bats that gonna have for a couple of the Comic Cons we'll be at, and we'll gladly donate one of them to
you
guys. For the
eclipse? Cool. Like it's a really nice bat.
It's one of those mini bats, and it has it's like a blue-black tint, and it says Solar Eclipse and the date on it.
All right.
Yeah,
so that's how you're going to get whacked by it, and then you see an eclipse.
Well, you could. Yeah, I bet you if you keep it long enough, it might be worth it. It'll probably be worth more than what we paid for it.
I see an eclipse over there.
One of the things, too. That's why I tried doing it. Things will be either, something you can't really get anywhere else, or something I got super cheap, or something hopefully that'll be worth more than what we paid, because stuff that we get super cheap. Yep. And I also donate like a bandana or two as well.
Cool, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. We have we're always looking for donations, and that's up on our webpage, wyazpc.com. So if you have something you can help us out with, like Toden just did, that'd be excellent. And going back, Mark, right? Your comment about the decorations is like, it's not necessary, but it is an event where everybody's just going and checking out each other and seeing who can outdo each other with the makeup, because it just gets
with
better.
With the makeup. With the makeup.
Deck out the zombie van, driving the
And there
along,
is also
you know?
A well, we coffin got the full of, there's bus, also a yeah. coffin full of
liquor.
Full of booze.
Yeah.
Yep. Coffin full of booze, which we raffle off. This year we're hoping that we're going to do door prizes, which we weren't able to do last year. Yep. So, we'll draw a raffle for something really nice. And the 50-50s, the gift baskets, so it's all worthwhile an investment of your time and monies and costume contest as well. So, the band, it's going to be entertainment this year.
There is a solution to all that decor, and stuff. You figure you get more beer in them, and the decor that you bought and triples.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They'll just make it themselves in their own
mind. Okay, so just wrapping up, you could probably find myself running around at your at the Zombie Pub Crawl this year. If you want to find Mark and I, we will be Flint. Probably already happened. By the time this comes out,
Flint's already happened.
We'll be at
Adrian
and the Taylor Comic-Con.
Taylor in December, yes.
Okay. You can find those at yourcomiccon.com or just go to meatlayersandwich.com and you'll see all the lists of the events that we're at as a podcast. And
that's
you can also
right.
go to
right
our individual websites, allaboutwilliam.com.
crazymark.com
and toden.com and find out where we're at individually. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah.
Plug your website three more times if you want.
Yeah. It's whynotzombiepubcrawl.com, or if you're just short on it, it's wyazpc.com. Either one works. We're on Facebook under whynotzombiepubcrawl.com or pubcrawl. And it's an inexpensive way to give back to women that can't afford to have breast screenings done. So that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and if you're curious, you can see video highlights from the past couple of years. I think from all the years.
Yep.
On Toden.com or YouTube.com/ToadenK. You can again find the find the podcast. You can listen to us. You can watch us on YouTube. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please comment, rate, subscribe. I hope you enjoyed our discussion and may the algorithms be in your favor.